What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 21 of Late with Nate. As always, I want to say thank you all for joining. And for today's story time, I am going to be talking about when I was 18 years old and I performed at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. I always say rock hard and I have to like reverse it in my brain. But yeah, I was 18 and I performed at the Hard Rock Cafe, and I performed my own personal song called Fly. It was a song that I completely wrote myself, and I sung on stage in front of probably about 200 people. And it was pretty lit. It was a really spiritual experience. I have massive, massive stage fright. It's just something about performing in front of people. It's like sometimes performing in front of people for me. I'm not gonna speak on anybody else. But for me, my stage fright, it makes me feel like I purposely gave people a gun and ammunition. And then I was like everybody in the audience has a gun and they have ammunition, and then they sit in a seat, and then they sit and they look at me on stage, and I just feel like every boo is like somebody just shooting you, and it's just like, so I don't know. I have a lot of traumas from my childhood, so it's hard for me to express myself. Like, the Leo in me is like, man, I really want to do this. I really want to be the best. I really want to soar. But the Cancer in me is like, I'm so, you know, like, I'm in pain. And so it's a lot. But I'm trying to heal and be a better person, because I really want to, you know, I really want to perform and, you know, show myself that I can be as confident as I feel or believe I will be in the future. You know, like my manifestations, like I've always known I was a strong person. I just doubt myself too much. And that is what really applies to what I perform. Like, I've never really even performed in front of my family, because it's just a lot for me to do emotionally, and I have really, really bad stage fright. But among all of that, I managed to sing my song and do it without being nervous or scared, which was really great. And let me see. I don't think I won a prize, but I think I won like fourth place or something. Fourth or fifth place. And it was pretty dope. It's funny how, funny story, how I got there. It was through a program. I was currently at a youth placement due to family issues. And they were having these, you know, youth programs. And, you know, they were like, well, why don't you perform? You know, like, why don't you sing? And it was a very positive thing during a somewhat negative time. And performing has always been a thing of release for me. It's like I release the pain and I gain confidence. So it's like I'm pushing out the bad so I can get the good kind of thing. I was a little upset this year because I was like, I gotta put my music on hold for right now because I am still trying to get famous on TikTok, and I'm still doing this podcast, and I'm still trying to master my editing skills, and I'm still trying to market and brand myself. You know what I mean? That's a lot on top of trying to create an at-home studio and, you know, making music and paying for subs, you know, all this stuff, equipment. So I am just going to focus on doing my podcast, mastering my craft and my content, learning how to better brand myself, go viral, that type of thing. Like, I gotta do things in steps. And I was a little upset that I had to, like, postpone for doing music right now. But that will definitely be on the top of the list towards the end of this year. If not, definitely next year, for sure. But I had already, like, planned out all of my story times for the rest of the year. Like, once a week, every Monday for the rest of the year. Even right now, even though we in March and April, I have enough. So I've strategized all the rest of the year, and I'm really, you know, I'm doing, you know, other business and other projects with other business partners. So I'm just like, I'm doing a lot right now, and I don't need to stretch myself thin. You know, because then the content is not going to be as good. And that is just not professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I am just going to focus on you guys. And, you know, focus on TikTok and going viral and things of that nature. And mastering my editing. Like, I need to get... You know how you see a video, you be like, damn, that was a good ass edit. Like, I'm trying to get like that. You know, that way, you know, big companies can look at me and want to use my stuff and things of that nature. So, and then, you know, you gotta, like I said, you gotta brand and market yourself. And that takes learning algorithms of the apps and websites you get on. And, you know, I'm a nerd like this. Like, I think like this. So I'm just like, I gotta slow down and, you know, take care of one thing at a time. But it's just because I love you guys so much. And, for right now in my life, this is just easier to do. Like, my podcast is easier to do. Editing is easier to do. Learning things, you know, on my computer. This is easier to do right now, but, like, trying to have an at-home studio... I'm just not in the right place for that right now. But I am manifesting that one day I do have my own space. And, you know, I mean it in a good way when I say this, but I'm alone and I can just create my stuff and be free, you know. And I can be expressive and yell to the top of my lungs and really show out. And I and really get my studio together. So I'm manifesting it, but right now I'm just focusing on things that I can't control. Because I'm learning that that's really all that I can do. I'm kind of going through a little depression spell. But I was like, you know what? I still got to stay committed to my work. And I got to stay committed to the people that do listen to me. You know, it's not a lot of people now, but one day it will. As long as I stay strong and stick with my craft, you know, don't give up on myself. I mean, I really love my personality. I really love who I am. I'm just not in the right space to be as creative as I need to be. And it kind of makes me depressed. And it gets really, it just get really hard to stay positive sometimes. Because, you know, a lot of times you associate your surroundings with, you know, your mindset. And you really gotta make sure that you stay positive. Almost delusional in a way. Because life will keep you realistic with the pain and death and debt and sickness and manipulation and bad people and darkness. Like, that stuff exists in the physical plane. So life is always going to give you reality checks. But at the same time, it's important that you manifest what you want regardless of how your life is. And that's just a little lesson that I'm going through right now. But I used to know how to do this stuff. You know, when I was a kid, bro, I had some traumas as a kid. But I used to be able to go in my room and play my game. And I would just think about all the stuff I really want. Like, all the stuff that would make me happy. And I felt so good. Like, even though in the background it could be crazy stuff going on, but I'm just smiling and playing my game and thinking positive. And I used to know how to do that, but life lately, you know, in my 20s, I've really learned a lot and matured a lot spiritually and mentally. And it's really just making me kind of cynical because I'm looking at everything for what it is. And I'm just trying to, you know, balance myself out. Like, and it's just, it's hard. But I knew even though I was depressed, I had to get on here. I had to make this podcast. I had to keep going. Because even if nobody hears me for a while, when they do hear me, they got a bunch of videos and episodes to listen to. They got a lot more time to listen to my voice and hear me share my stories. So I'm not worried because they'll always be here. You know, it's my time capsule, regardless. And I'm just really grateful that 50 plus of you people do listen to me, because I just want to be valued for who I am, and I just want to be heard, and I just want to be respected. I know that in this industry of entertainment of any kind, you have to learn a balance of respect. So I'm not coming into this industry trying to put people down or step on people's back. I'm really just trying to tell my story and hope that people relate to my personality and who I am as an individual. I really don't want to be here, you know, on bullshit. I really want to be here with the purpose. So I'm very grateful for you all that do listen to me. And I got a bunch of more stories for you guys. It was crazy because, speaking of me and these story times, I literally have 40 plus story times in total, and I keep writing more stuff down, so it's just gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I literally might keep this going. Like, it might be a whole thing, which is why I wanted, this is why I was like, maybe I should just focus on my podcast right now. Like, I still need to feed this baby. You know what I'm saying? This baby not full grown yet. And I still need to go viral on TikTok. You know, they're changing up the algorithms on TikTok. So I'll definitely be doing more visuals of my podcast on my TikTok instead of just like the picture slideshows and things of that nature. And I'll just have to keep it PG-13 and hope that they don't ban me for using a curse word or something. But like I said, it'll help me improve my editing skills more. And that in itself is a whole little side job, and trying to find video software and things of that nature. And then you have to master that and craft that. And then, you know, I'm like, I still need to go viral. I still need to feed this baby, you know, my podcast. I still need to go and, you know, stay consistent with you guys. So I have a lot of, sorry about that. That was my dogs in the background yawning. But I still have a lot of things to do with these. Like, that was three whole projects. TikTok, podcast, video software, and then perfecting my craft, you know? That's like a whole bundle. So I'm like, after that, then I'll focus on the music. But it was nice during that time when I was 18, because that was literally a decade ago. That's crazy that it's been 10 years, but yeah, it was very humbling. It was a very good time. I got a lot of people loved my song. Oh, and another thing, it's on my YouTube. And my YouTube is Late with Nate, just like my podcast. So if you go to my YouTube, you will find my song Fly. And I recorded Fly. Yeah, I recorded Fly 10 years ago. What? But yeah, it was a nice time. It was a nice time. On a side note, I was reading, like, I'm going through a little funky little depression, and I needed help. So I prayed, I listened to, I did a tarot reading, and I did my daily horoscope. I was doing everything spiritually, talking to God. Like, I was, like, really trying to, like, okay. I need some guidance here. I need some reassurance. I need some value. And it was a cute thing on my daily horoscope, where it said, just because it's a, you walk through a cloudy day, it does not mean that the day is going to be bad. And just because the day is sunny and bright doesn't mean you're gonna have a good day. You know, and that leads back to what I was saying about how we associate our surroundings with, you know, our happiness and our fulfillment. Like, you really have to be almost delusional in a way. I saw that in a TikTok where people was like, everybody be like, oh, be realistic. It's better to be delusional. And for the thing of that is what I say, the mindset, the manifestation. So don't be like completely fucking crazy like a dumbass. Just understand that like your surroundings don't define your entire life. And I think that's what I'm going through right now, where it's like, you know how you feel stuck in a situation where you're not gonna get out of it? Like, you will, it's just not time. But it's like, when is the fucking time? So, that's what I'm going through. It's like, and it's like when you get little reality checks, they just feel like little knives in your body. Like, somebody just came up behind you, like, poke. Like, damn, okay, all right. That's just what I'm going through, and I'm just trying to stay positive, because it's like, me doing this podcast is staying positive, you know, because I would be beating myself up right now if I had been working on anything or working towards work. Like, I didn't spend over $1,000 on equipment. I'm trying to do a podcast, do work with my business partner, go viral on TikTok, do music, do skits, and go on YouTube. Like, I was trying to do, like, I gotta do one thing at a time. But with the bigger picture is that, like, my heart is trying to be delusional in a sense. Like, he's trying to believe in better days, even though the reality looks as if there will not be. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm battling with, the heart and the mind. Like, my heart is like, bitch, we about to live in La La Land so you could keep going. And my brain is like, but look at this, look at the realism, like, look. And that's what I'm going through right now. Like, I know the bullshit, I see it, but my heart is just like, don't give up. Like, don't get suicidal, don't give up. Like, you doing this podcast for a reason. You've lived this long for a reason, you know. And it's for a good reason. You healthy, you smart, you got a decent sense of humor. Not everybody think you funny, because I am a dork, but I love me. You know, it's just like, this world got a lot of bad people here. And hurt people. So, it's just a lot for me and my big dreamer ass. But that's the delusion that has kept me alive for so long. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't stay stuck in my head when I was growing up and learn how to do that, I wouldn't be here today doing this podcast. And I know it seemed like only 50 people listening to me ain't much, but I don't talk to nobody. I don't have no friends. So the fact that 50 plus people, maybe even 100 at this point, listen to me, and I'm just talking about my life, making a time capsule, trying to relate to the world, that lets me know that at least I'm not alone in how I feel about the world and how it is to live here. Because it's deeper than just the states, honey. It's deeper than just the country. It's the whole thing in a whole. Like, it's crazy here. We still so undeveloped. We don't even understand everything. Maybe we don't understand anything. And it's just like, how could I be so intellectual but so ignorant at the same time? You know, like, I'm so smart but so dumb. Sometimes I hate that I think this much. 'Cause it's like, why I gotta be all smart like this? Why can't I just be dumb and have fun? You know? Everybody else seemed like their life so much more exciting. Everybody that moved on and found their way. I still feel like I'm dragging my feet in a way. But that's why I'm doing this podcast. Because I'm trying to keep going. Like, I know I've been taking a little hiatus, you know, and gaps in between my episodes. I was really just trying to get a better structure, and I was going through stuff then, so I didn't really want to be on here. Oh, but I understand I gotta be transparent sometimes. I just don't want people to take sympathy on me. Like, that's not why I want to be known. I want to be known for my intellect, my creativity, my passion, my love. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to be known for. I don't want people to take pity on me. So I try to be strong and closed behind doors. But I understand, in order to make new change, you have to do change. And, you know, this is definitely stepping out of my comfort zone. 'Cause I had a friend, at first, she was like, oh my God, I could never do a podcast. It's like you're talking to yourself. But it's like, sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to hear yourself talk. We listen to everyone else, and we hear everyone else's pain, and we heal them. But we don't really hear ourselves, and we don't really heal us. You know, it's always somebody else. So I'm just working on self-love. You know, I found my self-worth. Now I'm trying to work on healing, you know, like cleaning up the wounds and bandaging them up. And, you know, it's a lot, because now you're just looking at the scars and you like, shit, this stuff ain't never gonna heal. This ain't gonna never go away. And in a way, it never does. Because if it did, then you would forget. And you'd make that mistake again. It's not supposed to, you know. The scar is like a reminder. Don't be a dumbass. You know? Because it is a true fact. We can see it with history. Lessons not learned will soon repeat. You know, we see that with life and war and, you know, karma. I'm just learning how to love me and understand that I'm all that I need. You know, it doesn't have to be some big depressing thing where it's like, you know, if you really gotta be realistic and just be like, you're born alone. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're a twin. Or, you know, or more, you are born alone. So it's okay that you live alone. Like, people will come in and out of your life, but all that, oh, it's gonna be forever. Like, we know people die. We know stuff is unexpected. We're in the middle of a pandemic and possibly a World War III. And then a government that don't know if it want to be a democracy or a communist country. So it's like, we see life and death every day. We can't live that delusional. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay positive, but don't be that dysfunctional. Because, you know, I was like that with people in my past. Like, oh, we gotta be together forever. Nothing's gonna break us apart. And, you know? And then you are. And then it's like, ooh, you know, and then something else happens and then you like, ooh. So it's like, you gotta remember that people come and go, you lose things, don't hold on to money. I don't give a fuck. I want to be financially secure, have, you know, retirement money, that type of thing. But I don't want to be so rich that I let it overtake my morals. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be having too much money and they lose themselves. And that's why I'm just learning the value of me. Like, I know I talked about self-love in, you know, my podcast last year. But now I'm actually going through that experience. Like, I'm actually going through the process of understanding that I'm born alone and I'm gonna live alone. And that shouldn't be anything to be sad about. You know, it's like when I performed on stage, I was alone. Nobody was up there with me. I didn't go home to somebody and, you know, celebrate. I was alone. And it doesn't mean it wasn't a successful accomplishment. It doesn't mean it wasn't a great experience. I just did it by myself. And I'm just trying to break the mindset of feeling bad about that. It's okay to be alone. Like, most of the time, I'm by myself. And I prefer it that way. So I don't care about being alone. It's just the companionship. You know? My dreamer side will come out. And it's like, But we gotta get out of that mindset that we need a partner. We don't need to have another person in our life to be happy. That's why I said, you know what? Let me heal from my trauma. Let go of negative people in my life. Work on my craft. Work on my podcast. And it feels good. But every now and again, I'll get these reality checks of life just telling me what I'm already doing. And it just kind of makes me feel like, I'm never gonna, you know, it makes me dwell on the negative aspect of it. And really, that's just my mindset. Like, that's self-sabotage in a way. Because you can't feel bad being with yourself. That never should be a problem. And the fact that, like, people feel that way, like, it's sad. And including myself, like, I can be alone all week, like, not even barely talk to nobody. But I'll wake up and I'll be alone, or I'll dwell on a negative thought I had the night before. And now I'm like sad. And it's like, why? Why do that to yourself? So, I'm just learning the value of me. Like, regardless if I have friends, family, a romantic partner, any of that, I gotta love me 24/7. I gotta put me first. I gotta understand that being selfish when you need to be is okay. And I think, you know, I never thought putting myself first would be so difficult. You know? But it really is. Like, but, you know, I get to make these podcasts and these story times. And it helps me, like, look down memory lane and be like, you know, I have come a long way. It seems like I haven't, but I have. You know, I think I just beat myself up. Like, I'm my own best friend. I'm my teacher. I'm my consultant. Like, so it's like, sometimes I am over hard on myself. And I'm just trying to be okay with me. Because really, that's all I need. Really missed that time during the Hard Rock Cafe, because I just remember being around like-minded people. We was all singing, you know, we was all trying to perform, and we was all young and goofy, and I just appreciated the vulnerability. Like, everybody knew that they just wanted to be better than how they was living, and we all came together. Like, it was a beautiful time. It was a beautiful nightmare. But I am definitely grateful for the experience. And happy I actually got to accomplish that goal, you know. Even though I got crazy stage fright. I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. I really just had all that dead air. I don't know. Life is crazy, man. I'm just trying to get through it, you know. But they say your 20s is like a rite of passage, cause you learn a lot about life and about yourself, about your surroundings. And I'm just living and learning, honey. But woof. This is exhausting. Like, why couldn't I have been white and rich? Like, shit. But I guess that don't really matter anyway, because, you know, everybody got problems in their family and their life. Don't matter where you come from, don't matter how much money you have. Be like, at least I would be like, shit, I'd just be on the beach by myself, smoking weed, avoiding the paparazzi. I'd be a fucking loner, and I wouldn't even care. But like I said, I really don't want that type of money. Like, that's too much. And I know you can get some good ass food. I mean, if you're a billionaire, I don't even know what kind of food billionaires eat, but I know they don't go to the damn grocery store. I know billionaires don't eat the same food that middle class people eat. They just don't. They just don't. Like, it ain't no way. It ain't no way. They probably got some billionaire food on an island inside of a mountain somewhere, because ain't no way. I want to know. Ain't no way. All them white, the top 10 white billionaires, y'all not going to Kroger. The CEO of Amazon is not sending his workers out to Kroger to get his food. Like, he got a gourmet chef. He go to a fucking farm or something, like a straight up butcher. And then, are y'all eating meat, or is it like, do y'all make y'all own food at this point? And I ain't talking about putting seeds to the ground. I'm talking about make your own food. Y'all literally can make robots and people . And speaking of that, did y'all hear about that crazy stuff about them putting human meat and the meat that we eat So, like, people think, like, we've been eating humans. That's another reason why I don't want to eat meat. Like, you never know. We already had that mad cow disease years back. And that was a real thing. People was really getting sick. And I know these sound random as hell, but what if we already did? Because you remember when the Mayans thought, like, 12-12-12, that was going to be the end of the world? I had saw this TikTok where this guy was like, what if we did, like, we all died collectively? But see, the only problem with that is, like, if we all did, then how are babies being born? Because, like, what I thought was, like, if you did, you can't create life. That's why in, like, vampire movies, two vampires can have a baby because they both dead. But you remember in Twilight where it was like, okay, if Edward get Bella pregnant, then they'll have a half vampire, half human, but they'll be able to create life because Bella is alive. So that's the only reason why I think maybe not. And then somebody need to look up what 12-12-12 mean. Because maybe that was a sign. Maybe that wasn't the end of the world or, like, us dying or whatever, like. Maybe we went to another universe. Another time period. Another time and space. Like, maybe the Milky Way moved. Like, real fast. Like on Star Trek. Like, maybe the Milky Way moved or something. Who knows? And then some people think, like, the sky is just a projection. Because it's crazy how you can't see that far in front of you. Like, you couldn't see all the way down the street. But you can see all the way in space. Like, you can see the sun, the moon, the stars, which are supposedly other suns and other solar systems and other galaxies. So it's like, how the hell are we looking at all that far away? Billions and trillions of miles away. Even depending on how the Earth moves, you can see the other planets like Mars and Mercury in them. And it's like, what? How we see this far? But don't even know what we are. You know, I'm just so lost. Are aliens already on the planet? Or did they like embody humans, to look like humans. What kind of alien are we? Like, are we good? Are we bad? Are we cursed? Is that why we die? Like, I don't know. All these questions. No real answer. You know, that's what I'm going through. Like, it's just... Ooh. But, this was helpful. I still feel kind of bleh. But, I know if I just focus on my podcast, better my craft, I'll be okay. And, Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, my brain is, like, thinking about a million things at the same time and not thinking exactly clearly. But thank y'all for supporting me and listening to me ramble. But I really do be thinking like that. Like, I think about planets and life and space, life and death. And yeah. Right now, life is like teaching me you gotta focus on you. So I'm just gonna be grateful for what I got. Cause I got a business partner, I got my dogs, I got my health, you know, I got money to buy food, and money to get to where I need to be, handle my business, you know, I got a place to lay my head, so I'm just gonna be grateful. It's hard times, but I've been through harder. I think, like, in the past, I was through situations physically. This is more emotionally, so it's just really, it's really weighing me down. But, I made a commitment. I'm not going to give up on my podcast. I'm not going to give up on you guys. So, I am going to continue to do these story times every Monday for the rest of the year. And that is just my little treat to you all for supporting me. I really appreciate it. Sorry, I had a piece of tortilla chips stuck in my throat. I've been over here trying to softly chew. But I'm looking outside and it's really cloudy. And it's leading back to what I was talking about earlier. Like, even though it's really cloudy outside, like, you still gotta make it a good day, you know, and you can't base how it looks based off how it will be, you know, because you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, in a sense. And that's what I'm learning not to do with myself. Like, Don't judge your surroundings as your entire life. Like, stop being so hard on yourself. Not everything is your fault. Have more patience. So, I'm just gonna stay positive. Even though it's really hard to. Like, going outside on a cloudy day kind of make you feel like, ugh, because it's all rainy and damp and cloudy and you can't see the sun. Dark. But it doesn't mean it has to be a bad day. It just means there's obstacles in your way. But you don't have to let it be a bad So, I am living and learning, trying not to end it all. But I got these two little stink stinks, and they love me to death. Like I said before, I had been gone for like 5 days at one point, and my dogs was completely sad and they missed me. So at least I have something to live for, you know? And in between there, I'm working on me and my craft. And hopefully I will be heard and loved and respected and rejoiced in the future. I just gotta stay positive and remember that through all my sacrifice, there will come reward. I just need to believe, you know, like live in La La Land. 'Cause it's like when I was a kid, I lived in La La Land too much and didn't pay attention to life. And then I paid attention to life and stopped living in my head. And now I'm really like exhausted by life. And now it's hard for me to dream like I used to. And I'm trying to learn that balance. Trying to learn my yin yang, you know? I'm off balance a little bit. Trying to get back centered. Yeah, that's it. That's it. But no, we are coming up on the hour, and I just want to say thank you all for letting me ramble. And I know it was kind of all over the place, but hey, you know that's me, scatterbrain over here. I will be back next Monday, and I will have another story time, and I won't be in a mood, and I'll try not to be so random, but if you like my randomness, then good. But if anybody hasn't told you today, I love ya. Don't forget to always, 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 always remember, you gotta be happy in life no matter the situation. I love you guys. Peace. Love. Like, good night. Bye, guys.